Hello?
Hello, is this the ambulance service?
Yes.
Okay, are you outside with Dad now?
Yes, not at the moment. I'm in the... He's waking me up. No, he was awake before. What do you mean? Did he pass out?
Was it from Yes.
He did? How long?
He...
Do you know?
As soon as I went out there, he was...
Okay. Is he awake now?
Yes, no, he was awake with me before.
Yeah, and what about right now? Is he awake?
Passed out.
Oh. Yeah, but right now, is he awake?
Can
we say
again?
Are you there?
Yeah, I was.
Are you there?
No, I'm fine. Hello?
Now, is he awake?
Yes, he's awake. He's conscious.
Okay, cool.
I've just come home from work and I've just turned them like this, so...
Okay. And you're his wife, are you?
I am, yes.
Okay. Now, I've already got the ambulance organised. 3, 4...
Yes,
your son's done a really good job organising us, so we're already on our way.
Lovely, okay. Thank you so much.
That's okay. Is he completely alert?
I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
My daughter is just talking at the moment, so...
Yep. And what part of his body has he injured? Can you ask
him? I don't know. We've got him in the recovery position. I'm not moving in at the moment.
But just ask him, where is he hurt or injured?
He's asleep at the moment. He's just...
Yeah, we need to wake him up.
Paul, wake up. Honey, wake up.
Is he awake?
Yeah, he's awake.
Okay, so it's important that we keep him awake. Can you ask him where he's injured? Is he able to tell you at all?
Are you sore anywhere? Or are you broken?
Are you okay? Are you sore anywhere? No.
No.
Do you have any...
Okay, and neither were wearing helmets, is that correct?
No.
Okay, and it's rolled on the quad bike.
Yes, it's not on in at the moment. I'm going to put you back on my door so I can ring my neighbour so he can help me roll it over.
So the quad bike's still on him, is it?
No, it's not on him.
It's not on him, okay.
Yeah, what?
And at the moment his pupils are going extremely small.
What was that, sorry?
His pupils are going extremely small.
Okay.
And he keeps going in and out of consciousness.
Yep.
I was on the bike as well.
Yeah.
My ankle and my foot are extremely sore. That's all I hit, but he went down really hard.
Oh, okay.
And the bike basically fell on top of him.
Yeah.
And
okay. Just keep reassuring him.
He'll be okay, Dad. He'll be okay.
Okay.
He'll be alright.
Just let me know if anything does change.
Dad, look at me. What do you mean you can't breathe?
Just keep reassuring him. Okay, listen, don't need to scream. Okay, we don't want to obviously scare him. Okay, he's breathing. Okay, he might be finding it hard to breathe, but he is breathing. Okay.
He can breathe because he can talk.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what's really good. Okay?
Oh, good.
Can he point to where he saw it all, or can he tell you where he saw?
That's where you saw.
Oh, okay.
No, you need to tell me where you saw.
No, I'm okay.
No, Dad, please.
I'm okay.
Are you sore anywhere?
The one that I was speaking to first, is he the 10-year-old one?
Yes.
He did so well on the phones.
He did very well, honey. Are you okay? It's okay. Oh, no.
Just keep reassuring. I've got help on their way.
I think I probably just fractured my foot. But
Oh, okay. Well, just keep reassuring him.
I'm just more worried about my dad.
Just let me know if anything changes his condition, okay?
Yep.
I'm going to stay here on the phone.
Dad, look at me, Dad.
And don't try and give him anything to eat or drink, and don't move him unless he's in danger. Just keep him nice and still, just as you are, and just keep reassuring him. You're doing really well.
My mum's keeping him still.
Good. And he's right near the house, is that right?
Yes. Directly by the house.
Okay. How's he going?
He's all right. He's talking to me.
Good.
Looking at me.
Yep.
Yeah.
And what was your brother's name that first called us?
Oh, that was Nicholas.
Nicholas. Tell him he's done such a good job.
Love you, Dad. Come on. Keep those blue eyes open, yeah? Come on. Look at me. Look at me.
Let's try and keep him still. You're doing really well.
No, I'm trying to keep him still, but I'm trying again. So keep looking at me. He keeps closing his eyes. Please.
What?
Please, Dad.
Hurry.
Dad. Oh, my God. You're bleeding up the side of the head.
Oh, yeah.
Mom? Can you just get a, towel or something? It's not bad.
If you can just get is it a serious bleed or is it just sort of dripping out?
No, it's just a gash. I'll put you on back to my brother for 1 second.
No worries.
Alright.
How's he going?
He's just rolling over now.
Okay.
And he's trying to get up.
Yeah. Okay, I know they're trying their best to keep him nice and still.
He's bleeding on the side of the head, too.
Okay. Are you Nicholas, are you?
Yes.
You've done such a good job calling us.
You're welcome.
And you don't have any pets there that are out and about?
Two dogs.
Okay. Are you able to lock the dogs away or tie them up just so they don't get in the way of the crew?
Okay. Mum, can you please tie up the dogs? No.
Do you know how fast they were going when it happened? Did you see it happen?
No, I was inside and then I heard my sister call out and then I ran out.
Oh, okay. Just let me know if anything changes. We are on our way and we're trying to get there as quickly as we can. We shouldn't be too much longer.
Hello, how are you? So sorry about this.
No, that's okay. Is he completely alert now?
Yes, he's completely alert and he got him top up and such as I yelled at him to stay still, but he seems fine. He's just had a bump to the head and all that. But maybe the ambulance might just want to come and just check him over.
Yeah, no, of course. It's always a good thing, just considering, obviously, not knowing the extent of the injuries. They are on their way. I'll let you go so you can look after him. But if anything changes in between now and us arriving, just call us straight back on 000.
And thank you so much for helping. I'm sorry, I've just got home from work and I'm like...
No, that's okay. You've done really well.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks so much for that.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thank you, bye.